Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. He's a futurist. He's a former Walt Disney producer and writer. He's a futurist, as I said. Joe, thanks again for being here. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Alvin Toffler's book, Future Shock, which has now become a prophecy, Joe. And one of the things that I take away from Toffler's book is what I think he calls stability zones. And he was talking about I think, relationships. And he was talking about the fact that, and I think maybe this is, you know, I'd like to think that maybe this caused Nesbitt to talk about high tech and high touch. Because stability zones, the way I take it, Joe, is like you and me, the relationship that we have. If I need to call on you, I can call on you. You need to call on me, you can call on me. From our families, our church relationships, our neighbors, our communities, we're still, with all the technology we have, as Nesbitt said, we're still going to want more high touch. And as I try to point out to people, we're humans, and as humans, we require trust. Trust is not optional. We require it. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I think, once again, the challenge that we have been facing for the last few decades is the technology. We don't know how to use the new technology to create that trust. We haven't figured out how to use it to create that community, because we're used to face-to-face, small group, one-on-one community. And so one of the things that will determine whether or not the future is positive is, do we learn how to use technology to provide those essential human needs? That's the big question, I think, for so many people.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. And that's the thing that I've been trying to get across is how are we going to find what I call the third ingredient, which is a combination of recognizing that we have to find a way to deliver trust over a 9 gigahertz nitrogen cooled 28 core processor at the speed of light. And how do we do that? How do we find, we have to maintain the intention of trust, but we also have to find the technology that will do that. We haven't found that combination yet. Because the algorithms aren't being written that way, are they?
Not really. Not at the moment, they're not. And but the good news is, I believe you can. I think there are ways, if we make trust the number one thing we're trying to do with our digital technology, that we can accomplish that. The other thing that you see is you do see a revival of community, of people getting out of, away from their computers and actually talking to people. And I think that will continue to happen to balance this. And that's an important piece.
Has social media become a really troubling paradox? As handy as it can be, is it also coming at a pretty heavy cost these days, do you think?
I definitely think there are some issues with it, although, I think it's self-correcting. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they pointed out that the only thing they use Facebook for are to keep up with the calendar of what events are happening. And I think more and more people are starting to do that. It's a great way to find out, is there a social event, is there a concert, is there a group getting together?
Right.
And you just ignore all the other noise. And I think people are beginning to learn how to do that.
Using it as a tool. I declared myself the social media heretic 10 years ago, 12 years ago, Joe. and what I pointed out was, I said, it's a fad and a craze now, but eventually it'll wind up being a tool that'll be handy for us, and it won't be taking over our lives. But there is a narcissism price to be paid for it, and I think society is paying the price for the level of narcissism that social media has created. Last thoughts, Joe.
I think that's definitely true. I think, as you said, we're searching for community. So how do we use these tools that Alvin Toffler talked about 50 years ago mm-hmm. in a way to help us build community? And that was the good part of the conclusion of the book. He says we need to bring people together, let them play, and imagine the future. And I mm-hmm. think that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Joe, I need your website one more time, please.
It's uniquevisions.net. Love to have everybody drop by and learn more about my book, learn more about the work I'm doing, of course. And, Jim, it's always great to chat with you.
Good to have you here, too, Joe. Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen, Reimagining Our Tomorrows. That's his book. It's outstanding. Thanks, Joe. Come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.